a story, a personal story, or just a scenario. But today I wanted to talk about my personal family. I left home at 22, 23 years old. And my parents never made me pay a bill. I never had to buy groceries, and I thought this was normal. Until I started talking to my friends, and they say, well, my parents, as soon as I turned 18, I had a bill. And I was told I had to leave if I couldn't pay that bill. And then another person said, well, I had responsible for bills at 5. I say at 5? Yes. The utility bill was coming in my name. The Dominion Power bill coming in my name. And I'm like, really, dude? I mean, really? And I thought about that yesterday. I was like, Credit Karma, their actors and actresses are going to get younger and younger. Because it seemed like I can just imagine a 6-year-old. I was going to buy Power Wheels, but I get denied. And then they look at their parents, be like, you know why? Children should not be concerned by the FICO score. Okay, let it marinate. I'm getting to something. It was a man that owned a ranch, and his wife told him that it's this man that keep on sneaking around and filling with our garbage. And he said, well, I need to have a talk with him because you seem right scared. So he went to the man and he said, I have nothing to eat. I have nowhere to live. And the ranch was like, I got plenty of rooms. We'll get you cleaned up. We'll give you a room if you can stay as long as you want. But it's under one condition. Do you have a skill? Do you do plumbing? Do you do carpentry? He said, well, I'm a general contractor. He said, well, you have work to do. If you want to stay, you have to work. If you want to share the luxuries of my ranch, you have to work. The title of today's lesson is, let me get this. A good sheep always earn their keep. I mean, I'm thinking of a million things right now, but that's why I need help. That's it. Okay, turn to Romans, the 12th chapter. And I want to start at the second verse. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. I think throughout this whole month, we've been always discovering will. what is his will? For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Amen. And we're going to read right along. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, what y'all think about that? I like that. So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. So as we narrow this down of thinking, I've been talking to y'all about inheritance and how we're in inheritance as we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. But we forget that it's more to that. And I have to constantly remind myself every day, there's more to it. There's the proper way of doing things by work. You know, I had a friend that always say, well, if you don't work, you don't eat. I want to eat. In verse 7 say, our ministry, let us wait on a ministering, or he that teacheth, wait on the teaching. So it seemed to me that we need to be in line. And of course, I find myself always getting out of line, always getting out of order, always losing my place. But I think the main point that I was trying to make last week, that it doesn't matter about the fall, it's about how we come up, how we rise above and go beyond. So as we begin to dig deep, we'll find everyone has a part. Amen. Of a body, if we think of a body, an arm is not more important than a leg. A hand needs fingers. And I've been trying to wrap my hands around why the connection, why are you always giving me messages that ties in? Why am I always preaching the same thing? Everyone has a job. As we begin, of course, we're going into a new building, which means we have to be trained. We have to really work in the gifts that he has given us. If you don't know that you're being given something, how can you work at it? Turn to Matthew, the 21st chapter, verse 43. Therefore I say unto you, the king. Okay. I'm kind of paranoid there. Okay. Okay. Therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth fruit thereof. Have you ever heard of, if you don't use your gift, you lose it? And see, when you lose the gifts of the Spirit, when you lose gifts that has already been given to you, you lose focus and you lose your inheritance. Moving right along, go to the book of Psalms, chapter 94, verse 14. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. So, from that point of what he just said, he's not taking anything from us. He's giving stuff to us, but it's up to us to reach. Digging deep. I can remember Minister Eric was talking about digging deep. When you start to dig deep and you get off of the surface, you begin to see growth. Amen. Turn to Jeremiah, the first chapter, fifth verse. This is always my favorite, but I'm going to read it and then I'm going to share. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I've ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. And when we look at the word, and we may think on the surface, he's talking about Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a great prophet. But do you not think he knows you? It comes to a relationship, as I talked about before, hearing and giving information. Sometimes he's talking to us all along, but sometimes we have to be quiet, we have to be still. You know, 3 years ago, I questioned God because I was running away from some stuff. And I asked him simply, I remember I was on my bed. What is my job? What would you have me to do? What's my purpose? And I opened the book and I found my purpose right there. One question. And you might not receive an answer right away, or maybe you receive answers quicker than me. But again, it's all account on a relationship. See, when we have a relationship, we begin to grow and walk with purpose. Because we know who we are. Like, I think we talked about Paul knowing who he was. you begin to know who you are. And you begin, like this body, you begin knowing your part. So you don't know about the person next to you. All you know is you doing your part, and you're on your road to the kingdom because you're in on your job. You're doing your job. You're doing your purpose. I look around, everyone has a job. And sometimes I think, I need to be doing more. I mean, yes, I'm up here, I'm a minister. No, but that's not it. You ever wonder, like on your job, how you have like uniforms, you have name tags, uniform. Do you ever wear blank uniforms with no logo? When I work at Super Value, so we receive Super Value hats, Super Value uniforms with Super Value, then you have the name tag. Why do you think that is? When you're on your job, you're representing the people you work for. So, I would say here, if we're now working on a job, doing what Christ has called us to be, people will know who we are because we're working as a representative of Christ. So, when not only in the church, outside the church, we'll be walking with purpose. We'll be walking claiming a birthright. We'd be walking in the promises. And check this out. People will know who you are by the way that you walk. There used to be a store downtown that had blank uniforms. And I guess people get blank uniforms because they don't want their paychecks deducted, so they get the color scheme. But when you work with God, you don't have to worry about that. The price has been paid. Oh, it is a great day today. The point I was making is finding a purpose, finding a job. Where do we fit in to God's miracle church? We're doing a jigsaw puzzle, but where do I fit in? Where's my piece? But do you know when that piece is filled, the picture begins to develop? Amen. Okay, I want to know if I said something wrong. Oh, he's so good. He's so good. But I will be ending with that. But